I'm in a bar called Plan B, one of the most popular places to meet up in Warsaw. It is located at Square Plac Bawiciela in the center of Warsaw. This square is also called Hipster Square by the locals. In addition to the bar Plan B, there are many other hip bars and restaurants located on or near the square. Here in Plan B, I am meeting with 25-year-old Ola Stenberg. Ola was born and raised in the Polish capital, and she says she has seen the city go through some big changes over the last couple of years. She understands the comparison people make between Warsaw and Berlin, a city that she also loves traveling to.
I know that my opinion might be a bit subjective because I was born in Warsaw, and on the other hand, I was traveling to Berlin a lot of times. So I can say that I can see the difference between these two cities, and I also can see the difference between a few years in past in Warsaw and now. And I can totally say that there's a lot of changes here. And we're going to the great direction. And I can tell you about plenty of great places here, which might be in the Berlin style and, you know, plenty of these hipster places.
According to Ola, even though there are more and more alternative places popping up in Warsaw, they are still hard to find. There are certain neighborhoods that are popular with hipsters, like Mokotów and Powisle.
You can take it as advantage that there's not so many such places. So if any new place appears, it became super famous. For me, the good thing is that people like it, people appreciate it, and people want it.
Not far from Plac Bawiciela, or Hipster Square, I am meeting Robert Serek in the newsroom of Vice magazine. Serek is the editor-in-chief of the Polish version of Vice and has been running the online magazine since it was started in 2010. Vice is an international magazine that focuses on arts and culture. The Polish Vice has been following and reporting on the developments in Warsaw for the last couple of years. Serek is seeing the city changing, he says.
Development is definitely huge in Warsaw. And if you compare Warsaw in like 5 years ago and 2 years ago and now, you have hundreds of different places to choose more than we used to have. Polish hospitality is something super cool. Club scene is not developed yet, but you have millions of really small, nice, independent cafes and bars and small restaurants.
Serek agrees with Ola that these alternative places are still somewhat hard to find. Warsaw can be quite overwhelming for newcomers, he says. The city is a mix of old, former communist architecture, white crowded lanes and modern Western skyscrapers. So if visitors want to get the most out of alternative Warsaw, they should come prepared.
Well, the thing is that Warsaw was completely destroyed and it's very chaotic. We don't have old town with lots of bars and clubs like Krakow or Wrocław. So without guidance here, the city is ugly and you get lost in 10-5 minutes. For people coming to Warsaw, the most important thing is to have a guidance, like a local guy who will explain you which club is better today because friends are going there and the music are sure that the party will be good.
Back in Plan B, Ola says there is another reason why Warsaw might be going into the direction of Berlin, but is still also different. She explains that even though the alternative scene is growing, it takes longer for Polish people to catch up with this new, more open world.
You have to remember that still Poland is different. We still don't have such modern attitudes, if you know what I mean. And maybe this city is different and there is a group of people who think differently, who travel a lot, who go to places like Berlin and they take everything back here and they try to change something, the way of thinking. It's great, but still I think that keeping in mind that this is just a little part of our society, there is still a long road.
Warsaw is without a doubt a vibrant city that is changing fast. The alternative scene is growing, and young people are getting a bigger and more varied choice in where they want to go for coffee, a drink, or a bite to eat. Some people think it's too soon to call Warsaw the new Berlin. Others think Warsaw should have its own identity and not become a copy of Berlin. But whether Warsaw is the new Berlin or not, it is worth visiting the city while it is still underground. This is Laura Postma for DW in Warsaw.